SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The U.S. government reopened after House lawmakers approved a funding bill and sent it to the White House. At a late-night Oval Office signing ceremony, President Trump blamed Democrats for the 43-day shutdown.
This was an easy extension, but they didn't want to do it the easy way. They had to do it the hard way. They look very bad, the Democrats do. So I just want to tell the American people, you should not forget this. When we come up to midterms and other things, don't forget what they've done to our country.
Expiring Obamacare tax credits were the reason Democrats forced the shutdown, but in the end, there was no guarantee to extend those subsidies. More than 1,000 unionized Starbucks workers are planning to strike at 65 U.S. stores starting today. The strike is scheduled to disrupt Starbucks Red Cup Day, which is typically one of the company's busiest days of the year. Starbucks gives away free reusable cups on this day to customers who buy a holiday drink. More than a week after that fiery UPS plane crash in Louisville, all 14 victims have been identified and their families notified. Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg.
As we share the names of those who we've lost, our city feels the full weight of this unimaginable tragedy. Behind every one of these names is a circle of family, friends, stories that will forever be unfinished.
President Trump is urging Israel to pardon Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a corruption case. He called it a political, unjustified prosecution in a letter to Israel's president, Isaac Herzog, this week. Netanyahu is the only sitting Israeli prime minister to be indicted. He's facing charges of fraud and accepting bribes. This is SRN News. Collegiate pickleball players want to observe the Sabbath. Correspondent Michael Harrington has that story.
You might have thought the sport was just for senior citizens, but young people like it too, and leagues have developed within the ranks of America's colleges, and now there's a problem. The final day of many pickleball tournaments falls on a Sunday, and Christians and some other players of faith find it's cutting into their worship time. Now 1,600 of them have signed a petition to the major pickleball governing bodies, urging them not to schedule tournaments on Sundays. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Virginia transportation security officer is accusing the Department of Homeland Security of sex discrimination over a policy that bars men who are living as women from performing security screening pat-downs on actual women. The TSA enacted the policy in February to comply with President Trump's executive order declaring two unchangeable sexes, male and female. This is SRN News. Women are getting around in Iran. Correspondent Keith Peters explains.
Women are increasingly seen riding motorbikes in Iran's capital, where laws and religious mores once barred women from motorbikes. It's part of a wider reconsideration by women about societal expectations. It's not all-encompassing, particularly as hardline politicians for laws on the hijab or headscarf to be enforced again, as Iran cracks down on intellectuals in the wake of the 12-day Iran-Israel war in June. Still, it does represent a change. Keith Peters, Washington.
Researchers are reporting two promising approaches to counteract malaria's growing drug resistance. Novartis says a new experimental drug tested in 12 African countries shows a cure rate exceeding 97%. Another study shows that the drugs are proving effective. SRNNews.com.